Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
I want to speak to you a little bit today about a little different take on things concerning our life. Our life is made up of moments. Everybody say moments. Made up of moments. And with every moment, we have things going on. We have options. And options lead us to opinions. And opinions will open up opportunities. And then we have to make a decision. Sometimes we take moments too lightly as well. There's all kind of moments that we have in life, but tucked away in every moment, you have those things that I just mentioned. You have options. And then you have opinions. From options, we can choose opinions that we're going to hold. And then from those, we'll have opportunities, and then we'll make a decision. Then we'll make a choice. Hopefully, it'll be a choice of the other O is obedience. Hopefully, it'll be that. How many of you have ever had a moment where you did not obey? Let me see how many honest people we have in here today. Okay, we got great. We've had those moments that we just didn't do what we were supposed to do. And but see, the Lord usually brings those moments right back around so we can get another opportunity to figure it out, right? One thing I love about the Lord, you know, you don't fail the test. You just get to take it over again. And what I like about it, it's an open book test. And on top of that, he has a spirit of God inside us that whispers to us what we've learned already or maybe forgotten. So we have the spirit in us and the book beside us. We don't need to fail any tests, right? Right. So we have those things in those moments that we go through in life, but really life is made up of that. I don't think we think about moments that much. A lot of times we just think about, well, my life with the Lord. Well, you need to think about that, but your life with God is filled with moments, moment after moment after moment. Right? Your walk with God is filled with moments. Filled with moments. And we really need to watch out for that, because the Bible tells us to redeem the time. So redeem the moments. Because he goes on, he said, because the time that you're living in, the days are evil. Well, are there evil days that we're in? Yes. Let me ask you this, are they dark days? Yes. Are there darkness? Is darkness all around? Yes. That's the reason we're in it. Oh, come on now. So I don't want to be in darkness. Well, he's going to send us to the darkness. We are the light. And he sends us to the darkness to make the difference for those who are living in darkness. That's the reason we exist today. To tell people about the light, tell the people about the love, and to represent who Jesus is, no matter how they treat us. You know, a lot of times we don't represent Jesus, who he really is, because we don't like the way we're treated. And Jesus said, the way they treated me is going to be the way they treat you. Right? So we have to expect, well, I'm going to be mistreated in this world. Right? I'm going to be talked about. I'm going to be shunned. I'm going to be going to say this, and they're going to do this to me. They're going to say that to me, and they're going to treat me. You know, how many of you know we get treated pretty bad sometimes being Christians? That's the reason we need to understand the scriptures completely as much as we can and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us and fill us up in a way that we have the understanding and not just the knowledge. That when we have these moments in life that are coming and that we're in, Jesus is already there. Amen. There's never been a moment that you were without him being born again. Never a moment. He said, I'll never leave you. Never, 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 never. You know, never leave you nor forsake you. So these moments that we go through, we need to understand that God is in the midst of them. And in these moments, Jesus does bring challenges. Can you give me a witness on that? Is there a witness that in these moments are challenges, right? And the Lord's challenge, when he challenges us, it's basically, I know there's a lot of things, but basically two things. One is the challenge is to reveal. There's a need either in us or there's a need for us to be able to know about to do. So there's a revealing of a need in his challenge. And then there's an invitation in the midst of that moment and that challenge for you and I to be able to grow, to become more like him, as well as to help other people. Amen. Have you ever failed the challenge? Missed the mark. We've all done that. But we need to know that, when you talk about moments and you talk about the time, some of you were not here, but right after Sunday school, we played a song. Did anybody catch that song? Yeah, I got a few. All right, what was it?
Turn, turn, turn by the birds.
Turn, turn, turn by the birds. Somebody said, "What is that? Is that a secular?" I said, "No, it's sacred." Yeah, it's singing scripture, by the way. And here's what they're singing: in everything there's a season, and every time there's a purpose under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pull up what was planted. A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance. There it is, brother. There it is. It's time to dance. So anybody ever tells you something about dancing? Say, no, you can't dance in church. Well, there's a time to dance, and it's in church. All right, let's move on. Let's move on. There's a time to cast away stones. There's time to gather stones. There's a time to embrace them. There's a time to refrain from embracing. We had a time to refrain from embracing during COVID. There's a time for that. But the Bible says a time to gain, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to throw away, a time to tear, a time to sow, a time to keep silent. We need to learn that. And there's a time to speak. There's a time to keep silent. There's a time to speak. There's a time to love. There's a time to hate. There's a time of war, and there's a time of peace. So he's all into time. And he's all in the moments of our time. And with every moment, he gives us the options and the opportunities to hear him, to be spoken to by him, and the opportunity to follow him. And we need to learn more of that. The Bible says that there's defining, well, not the Bible, but there are defining moments, right? Have you ever had a defining moment in your life? You hope you've had more than one. Great. Those of you that have not, raise your hand. Okay, well, why didn't you raise your hand a while ago? See, this is a learning exercise, But anyway, there's defining moments. Does anybody have a defining moment? Just anybody have one? You want to say? You said, no. Yeah, but I do, but I don't want to say it. That's fine. How many of you have the defining moment? Yes. What's your defining moment, Christine?
I was dealing with depression. I didn't really know I was dealing with
Amen. Amen. Defining moment. I appreciate the transparency and the honesty. There's nothing like it. The Bible went from the home to the garage. She didn't have to say that. You hear me? The depth of our transparency will be the measure of our freedom. Okay. So the defining moment with her was this moment said, okay, I've got an option here. I can continue where I'm headed. So that's the option. And it formed an opinion earlier. One, I can stay this way. I can stay depressed. You can have an opinion that I'm never going to get help. I'm never going to get out of this. See, that's an opinion that causes us to move into an opportunity to stay where we are. But see, it changed for her. Why? Because the option that was given to her to choose depression, you don't choose that. It comes through choice. By the way, when you start opening up to things that are not God, it links others together to it. Then you have another thing to make a decision on, because you're going to form an opinion about something else, because you're going to have the options. Dawn, it's good to see you back. You just got out of the hospital. Praise God, you're back with us. Amen. Been praying for you. There's been devastating moments. Have you ever had those? There have been precious moments, sad moments, lonely moments, joyful moments. We don't have time to go through all the moments of life, but all of them come. And with them, God makes sure that you have an option to choose Him. Amen. An option to choose an opinion that has Him in it. Amen. Have any of you ever formed opinions that God wasn't in? Okay. See, the reality is, that's all of us. That's all of us. See, what Jesus wants us to understand, that He's in it. As a believer, there's never been a moment that He wasn't with you. Even, listen to this, even when we form an opinion that doesn't include Him.
Even when we sin.
Yeah. So, and then you make the decision to not follow Him. You're going to follow something else in this moment. Defining moments. All of them are defining in one sense of the word. It'll define us in a way that it really calls us forth of who we truly are, and then some of them shape us into something that we're not, because we made the decisions that have not been what He wanted us to make. We held the opinions that really wasn't filtered from the Word of God or the Spirit of God. Moments are important, because listen to this. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 says, "For this momentary light affliction," he says momentary light affliction, and this is Paul writing. And if you've read some of his, he's been beaten and left for dead, you know, to say the least. And he said, momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. So what is he saying? He said, even in a moment that you think it's going to just turn out terrible, God is preparing something for you that is going to give you an eternal weight of glory beyond any comparison that you've ever seen, ever felt, and ever known. That's the love of God. That is the God that you have in your heart by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's who He is. And he says, how does He do this? He says, while we look up, we'll look not at the things that are seen. We focus on that too much. We should be thinking on the things and looking on the things that are not seen. The things which are seen are temporal. The things which are not seen are what? Eternal. Eternal. So you started eternal life when you said yes to Jesus. You repented of your sin and you said, I want you, I need you, and I want you to forgive me of all my sin. And that's when your eternal life started. On this earth. Within every moment, there are those decisions that's made from options that were given and opinions that were made. We need to make sure that we grab hold, redeem. When he says redeem the time, he said grab hold of the eternity that is in your moment. Grab hold of it. You know, and what does it mean to redeem? It's bite back. In other words, sacrifice. Make the sacrifice to hold on to the very thing that God has given you, no matter what the pressure is on the outside. See, the thing is, everything he tells you to do, he gives you the power to do it. So inside you is the power to grab hold of it. You don't have to work it up. You just have to say, yes, that's mine. He said it's mine. I'm holding on to it. It's mine. Bring it. I'm not going to give up on having that. Those of you that are struggling in different areas of your life, God is in the midst of that struggle, giving you the ability to hold on to the very promise. See, God's got us. He's holding us. He has us. He just wants our choice. He wants us to have the opinion of him. He wants us to choose the option of what is the Spirit of God saying? So these moments, sometimes these defining moments, they can define us for the good or they can define us for the bad based on what our choices are going to be. Joshua had a moment. He had several, but here's one of Joshua's. The people are grumbling and not wanting to go do what God wants them to do, and they're grumbling and it's impacting the whole group. And in this, he said in Joshua chapter 24, he said, if it is disagreeable in your sight, if this thing of doing what God wants you to do is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, then choose yourselves today whom you're going to serve. If this is disagreeable, what God has given you, what God is telling you, if it's disagreeable, then you're going to have to make your mind up. If you're going to serve that, or you're going to serve him. If you're going to say, yeah, that's too hard, that's too difficult, I'll look like a fool, I'll be embarrassed, listen, it doesn't matter about any of that. At the end of the day, what did we do with our moment? What did it do with the moment? So Joshua is in this predicament. He sees the nation and where they're headed and what, not wanting to follow God and not wanting to choose that way. So he said, if this is disagreeable to you to follow God, then you choose who you're going to serve today. That's pretty in your face, isn't it? It's either, Christine, it's either get your Bibles out of the garage and bring them back in the house, or continue the way you're going and living the way you're living. You hear that? You know, but Joshua, and on top of that, it's influencing. You know how crowds influence? You better be able to stand out above a crowd. Because the crowd will not always take you where you want to go or where you need to go. If Moses had had a vote out in the wilderness, all right, all of those that want to go with me across this water into a land that we've heard about but we don't know nothing about, and the rumbling of the chariots are coming. So all of you that want to go with me, raise your hand. All of you that want to go back to Egypt, raise your hand. They got garlic over there and onions. That's in the Bible, you know, except for the vote. See, if they had a vote back then, the majority would have led Moses as a leader, would have led Moses in a direction that God didn't say go. It's hard that way. Well, okay. Joshua stands up and says, look, if this is disagreeable to you, to serve God, then you're going to have to make that decision today. Then he goes on, he said, but as for me and my house, here's the option. Here's an opinion coming. And with that opinion, he's about to have an opportunity to make a decision. He said, but as for me, not only just me, but as for me, Brenda, Scott, and Anne Marie, and Cubby, which is our cat, you know, but... but as for me and my house, what'd he say? Well, what was he making? The declaration of this is where I'm at, this is where I'm standing, this is where I'm going. Now you make your decision where you want to go. The whole crowd could have left. And that we ain't putting up with that. And that's the reality. Moments. In just a moment. You know, I was watching a movie, Bagger Vance. How many of you ever watched that movie, Bagger Vance? He's struggling with post-traumatic syndrome. The guy, and he's got this war thing going on in his mind, but and it's been a few years ago. And he doesn't know how to do relationships that good. And his girlfriend that he had before, he left, she said, you never said a word. You didn't do anything. He said, her name was Adele. He said, Adele, that's been a long time ago. And she said, no, it wasn't. It was just a moment ago. And then later on in the scene, the caddy is, they're out in the woods, and he has this flashback that the golfer does, and he has this flashback, and he reaches down, and he's about to pick the ball up and quit. And his caddy says, oh, hold on just a second. What you going to do? And then he begins to talk to him about going back to the place that a moment froze him. Whew. A moment froze him in a place. Y'all hearing me? A moment froze him in a place, and he said, you're going to have to go back. He said, it was too long ago. I can't. He said, no, sir. It was just a moment ago. It was just a moment ago. Our moments are very important. We need to be more conscious of the fact that moments are created by God. The enemy tries to influence us to go in a way that's much, much more inferior to than what the Lord wants. But he doesn't present it as an inferior. He presents it as an advantage. You'll feel a whole lot better. So Joshua said, okay, I'll make my declaration. Y'all going to have to do the same thing. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. We're going to go where he wants us to go. We're going to say what he wants us to say. Isn't that what we ought to be living out our moments that we have to make the decisions that we need to make that honors him, glorifies him, and even if we suffer? Because what did he say about us suffering with him? What is the promise that he said? If we suffer with him, we will reign with him. But I want to reign without the suffering. I want all the goodies, but I don't want all the cooking. I don't want all the pain and the discomfort, and I don't want that. Well, that's part of the process. It's part of us saying, well, here's my options. Next time you have a moment, matter of fact, you're having one now. You're going to have to make an option. There's an option for you. I'm either going to choose to listen, I'm going to choose to hear, I'm going to choose to obey, or I'm not. That's the reality of moments. Deuteronomy says this, I have set before you, this is God, I have set before you life and death. I've set before you life and death, blessing and the curse. So choose. It's amazing to me that he says, not only am I setting this before you, I'm going to tell you which one to pick. No, he said, no, this, yeah, okay. This was life, this was death. I said it before. Here it is. All right. Here it is. Now, you can't just go ahead and just grab it. See, you've been reading. You've been following the Lord. You got history. Okay. No. So he sets this before you. And then before you choose, this is what he said, I've set this before you. Choose life. Amen. See, that's the choice. He didn't say, you got to figure out which one to choose. No, he said, choose life. Amen. And I've said, a blessing and a curse. Choose the blessing. How many of you want to choose? How many of you want to choose life? How many of you choose life? How many of you choose blessing? Right. Why is that? Because he's given you the ability to make the choice, because he's told you what to choose. And we get in those moments a lot of times that we think we don't know. And that's the reason he says, grab hold of the very thing that I put before you. Grab hold of it. Redeem the time. He's given you the ability to grab hold of it. He's given you the ability to choose what he wants you to choose, because he tells you, it's sort of like this. Okay. All right. I'll go over on this side. Pastor John's in school. I say, and I'm the teacher. I said, okay. All right. Now, here's the formula of math that you have to figure out. And you're scratching your head and all that. And then here's what God does in life, in real life, in our life. He looks and he says, I want you to choose something. And then he walks up and says, the answer is 339. I'm not listening to you. How many of you have ever told God, you haven't said it in words, but you did it in your actions. You just didn't pay attention and you didn't do what God told you to do. How many is that? Okay. I tell you, this group is getting more honest today. I like this group. Is this the right congregation? No, I love y'all, really do. But see, God is in the process of setting us up for glory. Setting us up to be who he wants us to be. Fulfill the destiny that's on each and every one of us, because he's already given us the answers. And he knows we're going to face options. He knows we're going to face moments that we're going to have to choose an opinion from an option. And then from that opinion, we're going to we'll be given an opportunity to go one way or the other. That's what he says, choose life. Because that's what he wants us to do. So here's something he goes on, he says, choose life in order that you may live. He tells you why. This is the reason why I want you to choose life, because I want you to live. Y'all have heard me say that. You know, we used to say we do it again. We used to sing a song here, and we've done it. I don't know if when was the last time I said. He gives and takes away. He gives and takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be his holy name. He gives and takes away. You know, we held in our hands out and said, give it, just let me have it. Just give it to me. And then he reaches for something. But you just got through singing a song the other Sunday. He gives and takes away. Blessed be the name. I know, but I didn't mean it. I was just, watch this. I was just being religious. I didn't mean a word of that worship. He said, choose life in order that you may live. Not just you, but your descendants also. The decision that you make, the choice that you make will impact your family. That's what the book says. And your descendants. Now, how are we going to live? How are we going to do this? He answers that. Watch this. He said, I want you to choose life in order that you may live, you and your descendants. And here's how you do it. By loving the Lord your God. Number one. Number two. By obeying his voice. That's number two. Number three, by holding fast to him. So that's devotion. I'm devoted to him. For this is your life and the length of your days. But see, in the midst of all that choosing, he says over in Colossians 2:8, see to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy, and that doesn't mean all philosophy. It means philosophy that has raised up itself against God. A philosophy to learn knowledge is not bad. It's God. But the philosophy that does not bring God into the equation, he said, don't let anybody take you captive with it. And he said, empty deception. You know, it's deception, but it has nothing for you. According to, watch this one, traditions of man. Do you know the traditions of man were just not back when the Pharisees were there? They didn't stop just because they died. The traditions of man is still going on today. Sometimes we'll hang on to the traditions of man that actually flies in the face of God, but we're going to hang on to it. Why? It's a tradition of man, so it's the way we've always done it. And then the other one, it says, but according to the principles of the world. Do you know this world has principles, standards that it wants to mold you and I in? How's our moments? Everybody's raising up over here and we're doing it this way. You know, I heard Paul Cain say one, he said, it's not the demonstration, it's not the power of demonstration that we need. And I'm like, wait a minute. He said, it's the demonstration of power is what we need. Not the power of demonstration. Oh, yeah. Anyway. Let's demonstrate the Lord. Just show his glory. He said, make sure that nobody takes you captive through these means. Influence your opinion over these options. You can watch the news, and I'm telling you, you can get 1,000 opinions before you turn it off. And most of them you don't want. So, here we are in this moment, faced with options that's going to form opinions about this message and you. Not the message in me. You probably already made that decision. And from those opinions, you're going to have the opportunity to choose. Am I going to pay more attention to my moments? Am I going to find out what God wants me to do? Am I going to say, God, I really need to hear from you? I really need to find out what you say about this matter. Because I know what my, watch this, I know what my flesh wants to do. How many of you ever had a word from your flesh? Your flesh says, I got a word for you. Act this way. Get your way. All right. My flesh talks to me all the time. It really does. But I recognize that voice. How about you? Guard your moments. You know, I used to do wedding photography. Did it for 17 years. And there was one season that I did not want to go to another wedding. Because the reason I did not want to, I said, I told Brenda, I said, can we just don't do weddings for at least a year? Why do you want to do that? And I said, I am tired of hearing this song, From This Moment. I will love you. I promise you this. I think I got that backwards. It was played at every wedding. I'm like, if they play that song one more time. But y'all hear me. But from that moment, that song declares, from this moment, it's me and you. It's me and you forever. And that's the way God said, I paid for your life. I paid for your sins. And I'm redeeming you. I'm purchasing you. And what he says, it's me and you. Amen. Forever. Amen. That's his choice. That's his decision. So let's use our moments to choose him and what he wants us to do in every single moment. It may be give up that parking place that you've been sitting and waiting on with your blinker on and somebody gets in. And you don't need to check your horn and see if it works. Let's stand. Isn't God good? God just boils time down to this very moment that you and I are faced together. And he teaches us and he shows us this is the way he wants us to live. Being Christians, that's the way we need to live. Some of you may have a moment now that you don't know that you're born again. But you want to know. Is there anybody here? You're not sure if you're born again or not. And this moment's created for you. Is there anyone here that is not sure that you're born again, but you want to be? Just raise your hand. It's a golden opportunity for you. Anybody? Okay, now turn to somebody. Say, if it's a man, say, good to see you, brother. If it's a woman, say, good to see you, sister. So we're all brothers and sisters. Isn't that good? Father, we ask you to bless this congregation. Lord, as we walk into this week, the next moment that we do, the next moment that we have outside this body, outside this church, God, we just ask you in Jesus' name, so just let us regard the moment in your presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Come back next week and we'll talk to you about how Jesus faced certain moments.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org. Or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.